أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إخواني في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We praise the Almighty Allah and we pray for the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Like we all be done with yesterday, inshallah, this morning we start with tafsir class again, and we start with Suratul Nas. Afwan, Suratul Fatiha. We start with Suratul Al-Fatiha. This now. Yesterday we'll be in a few points about Al-Fatiha. Now, we take a few points about Al-Fatiha. The class don't start. What did we take yesterday about Al-Fatiha? Number one, Al-Fatiha is the greatest surah. A'adhamu as-suwar. Number two, the best, afdal. Al-Fatiha na the best. Naam. Na kio. Naam. Al-Fatiha na shifa na ruqya. Na kio. So then sahaba then go to the town or that village where the people they refuse to lodge them. Then the leader something stinger, something better. When this thing better, they try till they will get. They say, no, go to them and they but something them go get something for cure this. Sahaba then say, not a problem, but we not refuse for luxury, so we not forgive something. So because of that, then give they read Suratul Fatiha, one of them, where they not be no say, according to the report, they not be no say that somebody will sabi do ruqya. So he read, then the Almighty Allah cured the man. He read Suratul Fatiha, then they give them. When they give them the sheep, he say, well, this, we not for touch it, for care and go for to the Prophet. Lord will explain to her. When they go the Prophet, he approve of that. Not so? Sorry. What to understand from this lesson? This man here will be there among the Sahaba. The Sahabi. We've been here with incompetent. Incompetent, then we know saying a rookie, man. So not a job. You don't take as in a clinic. What's our day now? So Al-Fatiha and call him a rookie. Then, okay. Noor. This is one of the goodness or the fadail of Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha na Noor. Now, inshallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This morning, we want to make we look at the surah. Like we say, we not get for take plenty things there. Some of the names them, Al-Fatiha gets names. It's not only Al-Fatiha, but you get other names. And they call them Fatihatul Kitab. This is one of the names there, Fatihatul Kitab. Another name, Ummul Kitab. Ummul Kitab. I think we've been taking this yesterday. Was in the asl and the of Kitab, because it gather the important Ummahatul Qadai al Mushtamila fil Kitab. The main issues there, where they inside the Quran, and then they inside Surat Al Fatiha. And then they inside Surat Al-Fatiha. And the person where they read Al-Fatiha, Yunaji Rabbahu. That person didn't allow you to talk to direct. Then we will say, no prayer, no day way correct without Al-Fatiha. La salata liman lam yaqra bi fatihatil kitab. Naam. Suratul Fatiha. Naina Al-Fatiha, naina Fatihatul Kitab, naina Ummul Kitab, Ummul Quran, As-Sab'ul Mathani. As-Sab'ul Mathani, the seven repeated verses there. خلاص دين اللي قالن القرآن العظيم يو ذا نيم القرآن العظيم ذات الفاتحة لنا دي جريت قرآن then also سورة الحمد سورة الحمد because it begins with الحمد لله رب العالمين then they also call الرقية then they also call الرقية that now is سورة we can use them as رقية we use them as رقية so الفاتحة gets all رقية أنا for more eh رقية so there are some of the names them where Al-Fatiha get. And while we look at the main objectives of this surah, we've been saying this surah will take, inshallah, we'll try to bring some of the things the way the scholars then say, but the main objectives of the surah, not so. Surah Al-Fatiha, the Karmoko then gather three things then, the scholars of Islam, then say the main objectives of Al-Fatiha, the main aim of Surah Al-Fatiha, na three things. Number one, At-ta'arifu bil-ma'budi jalla jalalu. At-ta'arifu bil-ma'bud jalla jalalu. The first objective of Al-Fatiha, na for make we know the one we deserve worship. We na Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Fatiha na is surah, we can show we the one we deserve worship. Now I make what they say, Alhamdu. At least Alhamdu, and for that. Lillah. You don't see, huh? Udana this Allah, Rabbil Alameen. Udana this Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Udana this Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawmiddin. So you don't see, this now for showy Allah. All of them things, they are this beginning, now for showy the Almighty, Allah. For showy Allah, fa in uluhiya for say na in no more na in deserve worship for showing Allah fa in uluhi in rububiya for see the things that all way Allah they do na ina the Rabb of alameen that means na ina the creator na ina the sustainer na ina the king and the owner and na ina the arrange and regulate all the affairs na ina the Rabbil alameen so you don't see then also for showy Allah in names and in sifat. This is now one of the objectives of Al-Fatiha. Number one, now waiting. Now for can showy the one we deserve worship. Not also? Al-Fatiha, now for can showy the one we deserve worship. Now whose part is of Al-Fatiha where they meet this? No. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm al-Din. Not so? Yeah, you didn't meet what's in Iyaka Na'budu. This and the other part. Then three parts there. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm al-Din. Then we're all now for sure waiting. The Almighty Allah, we now deserve worship. Another objective of Al-Fatiha, na At-Ta'arifu بطريقة عبادته سبحانه وأنه لا تصرف العبادة إلا له وإلا لله خلاص the other part the other objective of Al-Fatiha now for can show me the method the way how for worship now we don't know how they worship not so the first objective the second one the way how for worship this Almighty Allah how will they worship the Almighty Allah now make you say what thing Iyaka na'budu. You don't see? Huh? Now you alone, and you wear this. In one. Not for make any partner. No shirk. Iyaka na'budu. Now you alone with the worship. The rububiya, now for you alone. The uluhiya, now you alone. The asma wa sifat, now you alone. Iyaka na'budu. Wa iyaka nasta'in. And now you alone with the ask. For help. We don't get, huh? This is the second. Number three objective of Al-Fatiha, bayanu asnafi nasi fi hadhihi al-ubudiyya. Now, the third objective, now for can show you the type of people in terms of worshiping the Almighty Allah. the types of people in terms of worshiping the Almighty Allah. We get the one the way if they say, then they worship Allah with waiting. With waiting? With knowledge. Is it so? I don't know where to stop. Knowledge and action. Al-ilm wal-amal. We get it where? Now they were in the call waiting. Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. The one will be said and put together knowledge and action. And get knowledge and they walk out. This is not the one group. The second group, now the one will be said, then get knowledge but they not put into action. Now it makes a ghayril maghdubi alayhim. Oh Allah, save we. Law not like the one that we don't vex for. We not the Yehud. Then get knowledge but they know the walk out. Wallabdalin. This is not the third group. The one will be said, they not get knowledge about Allah but outside the old, they know the left. He like them tell them, say this is not correct, they're not missing them. So this is not the objective of Surah Al-Fatiha. The whole thing about Surah Al-Fatiha, now in this, not so, now go quick. Number one, Surah Al-Fatiha, you can't talk about two things. Al-Ma'bud, Al-Ta'arif, Bil-Ma'bud. Now for can't show we the Almighty Allah, we not in deserve worship. Now also how they mix this inside Al-Fatiha? Now go together. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. Then why they can show me the Almighty Allah we na'in deserve worship. Then the second part, the second objective of Al-Fatiha and show me the method. How we they worship this particular Allah where they don't can show me where that worship they it will benefit with this one Tayyum Al-Qiyamah. Now the second part. For can show we the method how for worship Allah, that is, that we don't associate her with any partner. Usa would admit this. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Not so? Type. Then the last part of the surah Al-Fatiha, the objective, the third one. Now for can tell we the type of people in terms of worshiping the Almighty Allah. Almost type we get. Almost type we get. Three, not so. The first type now that there. Knowledge and action. Who shall we meet there? Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. The second one. The one that we get. Knowledge but not put into. Who shall we meet them? Ghayril maghdubi alayhim. The third one. The one that we. They not get knowledge but who shall they drip? They not there. Who shall we meet them there? Waladdalin. Alas, this is not Surah Al-Fatiha. We don't know what Al-Fatiha. Okay. Now, we will take A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajim. I know they stopped this morning. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajim. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajim. Now, part of Al-Fatiha? No. Na aya inside Quran, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Na aya inside Quran, not to aya inside Quran. The Almighty Allah, he don't put them for anybody who want to read Quran, let it go start to tweet in, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. The Almighty Allah said, fa'idha qara'ta al-Quran, he said, if you read the Quran, fasta'ith billah minash shaitanir rajim. Therefore, ask Allah, seek refuge from Allah. Ask Allah for protection from shaitan. You always Allah don't pull in sorriness from. You don't see, eh? What to make the Almighty Allah say, Law ask Allah protect you from shaitan. Because, ذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ الْكَرِيمِ هِدَايَةٌ لِلنَّاسِ. Because the Quran, take note of this. Number one, the Quran are waiting, that guidance for mortal man. Number two, shifa'un wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. And Al-Fatiha, na cure for the different diseases of the heart. Why they say the Quran? The Quran, number one, are waiting, na guidance for mortal man. Number two, the Quran na cure for the different sicknesses of the heart. What all the Quran? Quran are waiting, guidance. Number two now, here. Time. What about shaitan? Was shaitanu sababu ash-shururi والضلالات. شيطان نسبب for all evils. نسبب for all types of misguidance. The Quran nowatin na guidance. The Quran na cure for the sicknesses of the heart. Shaitan na sabab fourteen for all evils and na sabab for all type of misguidance. Because of this, فَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ كُلَّ قَارِئٍ لِلْقُرْآنِ. That make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command anybody when they read the Quran, what if I do? أَنْ يَتَحَصَّنَا بِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ. Let he ask Allah for make he give him fortress. Let Allah give him fence. Let Allah fence him. Let Allah protect him. Clear? مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. From shaitan, when are the cursed one? وَوَسَاوِسِهِ. And the waswas. That box up with shaitan, they can't box up the person's heart where the Quran don't kill. Let me for ask Allah, let Allah protect you from him. What his be he? And also from shaitan in party. Shaitan, he get your own party, get an army. You don't get the point, eh? Ask Allah for protection from shaitan, from the tricks them, where shaitan they use for mix up person in heart, then from the party of shaitan. Shaitan in people. Eh? See the younger people, eh? Yes? He get it, then they are going to. The cow is the worker no more for when tell people them about Islam. Now, so back then, they work. Then they pay money for tell people and say, God, not there. Huh? Then they work up and down. Then an anti Islam or Quran or what Allah say, then they are getting the atheist. So you ask Allah, let Allah give you fortress, let Allah fence you, let Allah give you protection from shaitan, let Allah give you protection from the tricks them, where shaitan they use for, box up somebody in heart, then also let the Almighty Allah protect you from the Hizb, the party, the army of shaitan. Now because of this, ajma al-ulama, ala anna al-isti'adhata, ليست من القرآن. The scholars them, they meet up say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Not a part of the Quran. Clear? Now I make the no right hand as a verse. What is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم mean? أعوذ بالله بمعنى أستجير وأتحصن وأعتصم بالله وحده. And they ask for protection. And they ask for fortress for make the fence me. Eh? So shaitan go out of the fence, nobody see me inside. Then and they ask for refuge. Like when somebody run away, for example, war in a country, you run away, go to another country, then go keep you there, not even hear a gun sound. You did it with all peace, collapse, and safety. So within, a'udhu billah, that I ask Allah, let within, let he protect me, let he, let give me fence, eh? Let give me shelter, let Allah, I seek refuge from the Almighty Allah, mina shaitan, from the rebel, when shaitan, either the mortal man or the devil. Why they ask Allah from Shaitan and Yusrifani and Ta'ati Rabbi? For make Inoku deviate me from the obedience and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rajim, the word Ar-Rajim, what do you mean? Al-Matrudu min Rahmatillah. That are the one way they don't swear. When they say they swear, it means they don't pull them far away from the Almighty Allah in mercy. They don't drive them. Now make the word Shaitan. Some of the scholars they say that from the verb shatana. Shatana. What is shatana? Mana ba'uda. Some children don't push far. Some children don't push far. Some they say shaitana from the verb shata. That means mana ihtaraka. Which some children burn himself. The fire. Huh? So that from them two verbs they are the scholars they say they pull shaitan. Some they say that from shata. Some they say that from shatana. Shatana mana. Ba'uda. Allah don't push him far away from a mercy. So this now, A'udhu Billahi من الشيطان الرجيم. What are the lessons we get from this? Number one, from أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We don't say أن التأوذ والالتجاء من الشيطان لا يطلب إلا من الله تعالى. We don't say all forms, all type of protection for seek refuge, for ask for protection, for ask to make them fence you. Not from them sebe you get her. Not from them looking ground you get her. Not from Jina Musa you get her. Not from the one where they go ask somebody they get her. Not from the one where they give us a ronco or country close. Not from there they get her. If they get her only from that, the Almighty Allah. Now you can say, A'udhu billahi. You don't say that? Now Allah, now him he they ask for protection, now him he they seek refuge from. Not a ronco. But say, let them go ask her. Who village, the Sabi people, and they were then they ask, then they embalm him body. They don't know they don't embalm them body. When Malakul Maut come, they embalm, he hold them or he left them. They embalm where they embalm them. They told the angel who they take life come. He able defend them. No, he able check. Entire, ne. Instead, not cry, then they cry. They always go call for kind embalm, and I first begin cry. If you tell them this, they say, no, no, bring this. This is not God business. So now make then things are all not to them. This is now one of the things that they learn from A'udhu Billahi Mina Shaitani Rajim. A'udhu Billah. Now Allah only now you would ask for protection. What makes somebody go end Karafilo? If you say Karafilo able for protect them, no. You know Muslim. In the kind of mosque, you say A'udhu Billah. This A'udhu Billah, what do you mean? It means say that Karafilo inable for protect, not to him they protect. It means that on, not to him they protect. It means that sebe, not to him they protect. It means that heavy iron, when they put in the domot, not to him they protect. Then things they all open and they put the hand, the empty paper, then they wrap, then why all that goat or that sheep or that cow, where they put now the host for the wasa every Friday, they wrap around blue. Then give them bell with red pieces. Eh? They pass a ring, binking, binking, in this way, go a daughter. After 2-3 days, and chief and force. Then go back to the back. Not only protect, share. A'udhu billah. This is not the first lesson we learn from this. Now the first lesson is what they learn from this. Then, at any time you ask for protection, you already ask for protection. Whose belief will you get in them? Will make you ask them for protect you? Now, when you believe, say, get power. Not so? Yes. So it means when somebody they ask Allah, now confidence he gets in Allah, now make he ask her. He gets confidence in Allah, he knows say Allah get power, he knows say Allah now he gets all the power, now he able. Allah kulli shay'in qadir, now he gets power over everything, now make he rely on him, he believe him, he trust him, he let him, now make he ask him for protection. This is not the other thing way, not the other message, this is not the other lesson this way, we learn. From this, like we say, the intention behind the class not for make them too long. Inshallah, the intention for make them short so that the things they already take away before repeat. Now, let's come to the revision quick. The first point we'll take this morning, now that Surah Al-Fatiha, you get names there, not so? Huh? What are some of the names? Al-Fatiha, not so? The other name? Fatihatul Kitab. The other name? The other name now is Ummul Kitab, Ummul Quran, As-Sab'ul Mathani, Ar-Ruqya. Not so? Then we say the objectives of Al-Fatiha. The scholars then say three. Not so? Number one, Al-Fatiha can teach we? Law, no doubt for worship. Not so? When Allah. Who's how they make this? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Time. The second thing, Al-Fatiha can teach me the method. How for worship this Allah? Not so? Who the worshiper will forget Shebe? La. For say, Naim alone. Naim for worship. Not for associated with any partner. Who's how much this? Iyaka na'abudu wa iyaka nasta'in. After that, Al-Fatiha can tell me. In terms of the worshiping of Allah, not so? Taib, how much group? Number one, The one that we get knowledge and then work with her. Number two, the one that we get knowledge but. Number three, the one that we know but two side and drip, they know they. Who shall mix this? Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amen. Amen, a part of Al-Fatiha. But if I'm for it, Nam, what's my position? A sunnah. For not to like how the Shia then say anybody who pray, say Amen in prayer at one point. Then now God put a miscan tent. Then I didn't know before they put mosquito inside the tent. When they don't put the tent, don't post, don't cover the tent, let mosquito and all kinds inside. For such confusion. When they don't say this tent, say no that. Let Allah save we, let Allah sorry for you. So now this we get this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then for the sheikh there, this book, if you not get a photocopy, not to the book at the GIO, the books they read inside. The first book they read after the class, inshallah, na wajibuna, nahwa ma amara Allahu bi. Then we get al-usulu thalatha, al-qawaidu al-arba, al-usulu sitta, kashfu al-shubuhat, nawaqidu al-islam, masailu al-jahiliya, anwa'u tawhid wa anwa'u shirk. Eight books then there. Clear? Eight books there. Eight rasail of the Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Abdul Wahhab. Not in there. Bismillah, like we don't take this class. If the one who get the school, they don't go. Or they left fifth class behind, inshallah. Or they take them books, they are small. Be short for cram. For cram. Now you make the difference. For cram, we take a small, inshallah. Not for cram. Then number two condition for revise. Any lesson we take, we know they move all man for read or revise before we move. So let me prepare for that, inshallah. The first book log already in 3 pages. If for day, wajibuna nahwa ma'amara Allah, we don't forget that. We're not going to look at the old one, they did it. Yeah? Salaam alaikum.